Another important aspect of the Daily Grace vision at our church is community. Now, we have life groups, and that's a place where people can gather together in a home or the church, study the Bible, pray for each other, serve together as well, and have that fellowship, that close time of community. Now, there's almost 70% of our average weekend attendance in life groups, but our prayerful goal is 80%. We believe that life groups are the best context to make disciples, to grow in your faith, and to experience that loving community. Along with that, another prayer for our church is that we become increasingly multi-ethnic, that we would reflect the city and the county that we live in. And there's over 100 nations in that county, and I pray that we would see more and more people from who are born in other nations coming to our church as part of our church family. But the end goal, or end zone, you could say, when it comes to unity is around the dinner table. Yes, it's great to be together at church, but how much better when friendships are built around a meal and in a home. So when's the last time you've had a meal in your home or someone else's home who is not the same ethnicity as you? That could be a wake-up call to take some steps, to build some friendships, and to step out of your comfort zone. And then lastly, in terms of community, it should be a place, the church, of leadership development. We think that happens best in the middle of the action, as your people are using their gifts, getting experience, actually doing it, actually leading, actually having responsibility. But then also information and equipping is another piece to that. And then we have a lot of interns who are doing an outstanding job, and so grateful for our interns, and we just want to see that continue to grow. So those are some different pieces of how we're thinking through community at our church. Again, think through your church, your involvement, and what does community look like for you? Do you have friends that are really bringing out the best in you and helping you to grow in your faith? And are you also just attached and connected in community? Or are you flying solo? Are you hanging out in a cave too much? Are you too isolated? Maybe it's time to make a shift, because fulfillment in life is directly tied to relationships, and that starts with solid community.